impersonation. Police say he was collecting money in the neighborhood where three officers were killed on April 4th. They say the man was dressed as a firefighter. He was questioned after a sergeant spotted him over the weekend. Police say the suspect said he was a volunteer firefighter authorized to collect money, but he's apparently no longer with the department. With IRN, USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we're going to be talking this afternoon with a gentleman who is very, very close to what happened on 9/11. Apparently, one of his relatives was killed there. We were supposed to have had Les Jamieson, who is with a group that's trying to get an investigation carried out by the state of New York on what happened on 9/11, but he felt that perhaps this would be a much, much better person to talk to. He's on the front lines of this. He's personally involved, and thank you very much for being with us.
Hi.
And is your name Bob?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Bob McElveen. I lost
okay,
my
fine.
Son.
Go ahead, Bob. You go right ahead.
I lost my son Bobby on 9/11.
Right.
He just started at Merrill Lynch like in August, which is across the street from the North Tower.
Right. Okay, fine. Well, why don't you tell, you know, certainly the government has told us that the buildings came down because they were hit by airplanes and they had a 9-1 investigation, and they insist that we've got the full story of what happened. But, you know, I know a lot of people have misgivings as you see those planes come down, those buildings come down. They certainly look like some sort of controlled demolition, certainly Building 7 was. And they lied about Building 7. They've lied about everything. What is your take on what happened and what is being done by some of the members of the families of people who lost loved ones that day?
Well, it's a long story for me, but even from day one, it took 6 months for me to sort of get involved in all this because, the first 6 months after we lost our son, there's just the grieving going on and there's so much attention, people constantly calling and so forth and so on. And I was always under the feeling because, you start hearing things during the summer of 2001, tenants saying my hair was on fire, and of course you read about the August 6th memo that Condoleezza Rice said that, or the August 6th memo saying that Bin Laden's a strike in the United States, and Condoleezza Rice saying, well, no, we never had that information. So I started thinking, geez, what's happening here? It almost sounded like, maybe they let this happen, But the thing is, the first year I just spent so much time just, grieving, to tell you the truth. So I really didn't get that involved in it. And, I don't want to make this a real long story, but then I sort of got involved in a group called Families, September 11th Family for Peaceful Tomorrows. And I got a chance to talk around the world, about revenge and how this war, we shouldn't have gone into this war, so forth and so on. And I more or less based everything on blowback, that this is why this happened. And then, of course, I started going to the 9/11 commission hearings, and I was just blown away. And I think the whole crux of it, I went over the cliff as far as how I felt about everything, was when Condoleezza Rice spoke at the commission. And she just, it was like a filibuster. She kept just, talking about, well, you have to look at history and take this in context about the August 6th memo. And again, to reiterate, this August 6th memo stated Bin Laden the CIA would give George Bush, the president, memos every day about what's happening. And this memo said, Bin Laden prepared to use planes to strike in the United States. And so during the during the hearings, and each commissioner had only like 5 minutes to question people. And again, she was just filibustering. And I myself was just fuming. I said, answer the damn question, will you? Benveniste said, you know, Benveniste, which was one of the commissioners, constantly saying to her, please answer the question. And she would just filibuster. Well, then Benveniste's time would be up. Well, after that, I was just fuming. And I decided that this whole thing is a cover-up. It's a big joke. You know, we're not going to get anywhere. And what bothered me more after that, you know, I had an interview after that particular day when Condoleezza Rice, it was, I forget the exact day, but afterwards, it seemed like so many of the family members went up to him. Everybody was going up, shaking their hand, everyone was smiling, and I want everybody to think it this way. My son was murdered, and I'm sitting there. My son is murdered. People are laughing. People are smiling. People are shaking their hand. This is a murder investigation, supposedly, and that's when I realized this is not an investigation. This is just all show. We're not going to get any answers. And I had an interview after that, and that's when I said, you know, I am angry. And I, you know, forget about all this civility that you see in the halls of Congress. You know, I am angry. My son was murdered, and I'm not getting any answers. So suddenly I just lost my temper, you know, with I was doing an interview with CBC up in Canada. And I said, this is all bull, you know, but I was using some, you know, curse words. And then suddenly I had all these microphones around me, you know, wanting to know what I had to say. And I said, these are all lies. This is strictly a cover-up. Our government is lying. My son is murdered, and they're lying about this investigation. So from that day on, and I think it's very important, I sort of believed, that's how I look at it, I sort of believed the government was involved in it. Well, then through my research, of course, the towers, the put options, you know, what happened that day, the stand-down orders or the war game, so forth and so on. That's all I do. I do this every day of my life because I feel that's my obligation. My son was murdered, and now I don't believe it. So now I know what happened. I feel I know, and it's very important for me. And now I want to get it out to people.
All right, for our listeners, I think they have to understand the put options where somebody had said they had gambled, certainly that the stock on Merrill Lynch, some of the other companies that had their offices in there, their stock was going to fall. And sure enough, it did fall. And so somebody made a lot of money, almost as if they had advanced knowledge, but the government did everything. They covered up and they said, oh, no. I mean, despite the fact there were, I don't know, 10 or 20 times as many options suddenly taken out, shorting certain stocks, why they insisted there was nothing to it. And yet, if you look into the background of it, some of the people involved there were working for the CIA, at least one of the people was, and there was just so many lies that they told the American people. That must have been infuriating to you.
Well, I really do carry a lot of anger, and I really have to be careful. And the anger is good. Before, I was just, you know, going to the commission, I was like a good citizen listening to these people, and like the put options. The CIA could tell me and tell everyone who bought these put options and made billions. And we're not just talking the United States, around the world. They know who bought these options.
And they were on the airline.
To this was in the 9/11 commission report. They agreed that there was put options, and 95% of the put options were handled by, who is it out in Pittsburgh? Buzz Kronberg was part of the group at one time. But anyway, they said, we agree the put options are, but we know that no one from Al-Qaeda bought any of those put options. That was the 9/11 Commission's answer to that.
Well, of course,
you don't get answers. And that's, you know, it's mind-boggling to me. Absolutely mind-boggling.
Well, I think it was, as I remember, you know it sure better than I did, it was a couple of the airline companies. Was it United and the airline and American Airlines they shorted?
Right, both of them. United, Merrill Lynch, J.P. Morgan, you know, Merrill Lynch, and then, you know, they were both down. J.P. was in the towers, and, of course, Merrill Lynch. Merrill Lynch went from 48 to 41 right. That day. And I forget what's Stanley Morgan, J.P. Morgan. And
so somebody made
again,
a lot of money.
To the people who are listening, the put option again is buying short, and it's a gamble. And then if it does go down, you have a right to buy what it originally was. So it's, and what the 9/11 Commission said that, well, this is very normal. Well, no, the percentage. People will do that just to hedge their bets. They'll buy some put options and buy some call options, which, of course, the stock was going to go up. But the difference was phenomenal. And all these put options were bought 1 week before. You know, just 1 week before. You know, Merrill Lynch, American Airlines, United Airlines. So, and again, we might be wrong in saying something happened, but the fact that they come out and say, well, no one from Al-Qaeda bought any of the options, therefore everything's okay. And 95% of the put options came from, out in Pittsburgh. Well, you know, that's a real great answer. You know, we're looking for real information. You know, again, and if it, you know, investigation. Well, who are these people? Of course they wouldn't say that, which they could have easily found out from the CIA.
And I think it's so important that people understand the 9/11 Commission. They interviewed 1,200 people. But, of course, they sealed the evidence or the testimony on 1,100 of those for 50 years. Why would they seal the testimony of 1,100 people who knew what happened that day for 50 years? Unless they were trying to cover it up. Oh, they say it's a matter of privacy, you know. It had nothing to do with privacy, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody is guilty of murder. Almost 3,000 people died that day. Who is responsible and why are they covering it up? We'll be right back. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115 and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest is Bob McElveny, and we're talking about, you know, well, what he learned about the 911 commission, what he learned about what really happened that day when his son died in the North Tower. So basically, you know, as you've gone into this and further, what do you really think happened as far as those buildings? Certainly, the fact that Building 7 came down at 5:20 in the afternoon, you know, when it wasn't hit by anything, and it sure looked like a controlled demolition to me. What was your thought as you began to analyze those pictures that we saw, the pictures up on the internet?
Well, I mean, immediately I thought demolition, but, you know, who am I to say, you know, not being an expert at demolition. But first of all, my son was not in the tower, and I won't go into detail, but I think my son died. There was an explosion before the first plane hit, and I think that's when he died. I think he was one of the first, because he was one of the first 10 found. And I actually found his body and took it home with us to bury. So, but, you know, I don't want to get it. Just by the nature of the injuries, you know, it was definitely an explosion that killed him. And, of course, there's answers. You know, of course, the 9/11 Commission says there was no explosions. And I'd rather not even talk about Building 7 because that's a no-brainer. It was definitely a demolition. I mean, Tower 2, which was the second plane that hit after the North Tower, when that plane came in, most of your kerosene, most of your gas exploded outside the building. Okay, so, and then that was the first building that came down. Well, you had firefighters that were right up at the impact zone that were fighting the fires, and they said everything was under control. Well, it's almost an impossibility that that plane or that building would come down in the manner they did. It is an absolute impossibility. And, you know, I wish I had a picture, but you have 47 core columns inside. And for that building, you know, firefighters are saying it's under control, and suddenly it just collapses. And, of course, they just ignored all the testimony of explosions. I've talked to so many policemen and firemen that, like in the North Tower, all the windows are blown out right after the plane hit. And you're talking about up at the 93rd floor. So it just, and then, of course, World Trade Center 7 doesn't come down until like 5:20 that afternoon, and it wasn't even hit by a plane. And there's just so much testimony that, and that was ignored.
And, of course, I think when the windows blown out there in the lobby on the North Tower, the windows blown out, most of the windows, many of the windows in the lobby. How would a plane hitting the top of the building blow out the windows there and then in the lobby? That didn't make sense.
Well, the commission says because the gasoline came down and blew everything out, but it came down, it would have come out on the west side and would not have blown all the windows out. I mean, they were very strong windows. And again, my son didn't have, you know, he didn't have burns. He had post-mortem burns. So he was hit by an explosion. And I think it was immediately before the plane hit. Because if there were people down there that were burnt, well, if the gas did come down the elevator, it would have been on the west side.
Where was your son in the building when the plane hit?
He had decided there was a meeting up at the 106th floor. Uh-huh. And he was Assistant Vice President of Media Relations. He had just gotten that job, and he was supposed to be at work. He had made a decision to go to the 106th floor. The seminar was starting at 9, so I think he was just coming into the building when the explosion hit, because the nature of his injuries, it definitely was an explosion that killed him.
Well, you know, it's the most amazing thing that there were over 1,100 bodies that have never been recovered. How could that possibly be if, you know, what they told us was true? There was no explosion in the building. It simply pancaked. There would have been bodies there if it had simply pancaked, wouldn't there?
And 9/11, that's why so many people in 9/11 just, it is very difficult to talk about. I have a body. Believe it or not, I'm one of the lucky ones. It's, you know, the fact that I took a body home, I met the doctor who examined them. I didn't view the body because the damages of the body were tremendous. But, you know, I have good friends that, you know, one son that's 6'3", 225 pounds, and they have found nothing. And they'll tell us that there was no explosions. Well, that is impossible. Absolutely impossible. And that's, you're talking 1,100 people. I mean, one person has gotten 200 parts in this time span. They want everything. I mean, you just can't believe the little bits of parts that pop up if you send your DNA in. Well, that doesn't happen from a pancake building coming down. I mean, you had steel girders flying out the building 500 feet. Well, that doesn't happen because of a pancake. You know, but people don't want to hear it. You know what it is? People say, I sort of believe you're right. You know, again, that's why I get so angry. But believing means absolutely nothing because that leaves a little bit of doubt, so then you don't have to get involved in it. You know, just the towers itself. I mean, if you just read a little bit about Building 7, the North Tower, the fact that these bodies were absolutely obliterated, that you don't have any parts. Well, how's that happen? Because something drops on top of you? No way in the world. There were explosions. But everybody just, they want to ignore it. They just want to, it's like a bad dream, and they want to just, you know, if they have doubts about it, good. We got rid of that dream, and let's move on. And that's even with 9/11 families. It's very difficult to talk about.
What about
it really is. And for reporters, too. And that's one of our biggest problems. The press won't live with this.
What about the other families? Certainly you must be in touch with the parents of some of the other people who perished in the building. Most of them just want to forget about the whole thing. Did they just take the money from the government and say, well, I'm going to put it behind me? Or did some of them say, you know, I'm going to find out what really happened? I mean, how many of them are really out there working with you and certainly Les and the others trying to get an independent investigation that cannot be controlled by the government and cannot be another cover-up like 9/11 was and the investigation of the Murrah building and the assassinations. And so all of these government commissions are cover-ups. This has to be completely independent where they, the people who are responsible for the mass murder, cannot prevent the truth from coming out. How are we going to get that information? How are we going to get an investigation?
Well, as far as the family's concerned, I mean, certainly I think there's a lot of family members. The pain is, my wife doesn't want to talk about this. I mean, she supports me, but she won't sit down and talk about it. It ruins her. You know, I've been doing this from day one. It's actually good. I mean, I don't think I could do this now. And I have a support group in Philadelphia and we never talk about this. We talk about everybody gets angry. So most of your families, it just brings up too much. The fact that they don't want to admit that their child, you know, or talk about their child was blown up into, you know, to molecules. You know, that's just too difficult for a mother to look at, to think about. So, but saying that, I think a lot of family members, you know, not that, you know, I'm the forerunner, or I'm taking the lead because, you know, you had the Jersey Girls. Without them, we would have never gotten this far. Don O'Connor. There's so many people that are working on this. But it upsets me that there isn't more family members because if there were, you know, we could get this all done very easily. You know, God, if I could take 30 family members and go down to the FBI and stand out in front and petition these people, you know, so that we get arrested, you imagine the news that would, carry? You have 9/11 family members seeking the truth or go up to the White House and get arrested. Something, you know, do civil disobedience, nonviolent civil disobedience. I mean, you know, that would bring the news out. But the thing is, it's just so tough. And it had nothing to do with money or anything of that sort. It just, they want some sort of closure. They want to eliminate.
Hold that thought, Bob. We're going to be back here in just a moment here at the Genesis Communication Network about the secrets of 9/11.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today. Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Bob McElvenny. We're talking about what happened on September 11th, 2001. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question or comment, 1-800-259-5791. Bob, do you have a website or anything you'd like to get out at all? Do you want to talk a little bit about this effort that Les Jamieson, who's working with a 911 truth movement, this effort to actually get an independent investigation? They're actually collecting signatures now to try to get people to sign up so they'll have enough signatures to get this onto the ballot. What's the background there?
Well, this has been going on quite a while, and Les did a lot of work on it last year and had gotten it up to approximately 30,000 signatures. I think right now they're at 45,000 signatures. Now, what will happen If you get, I think 45,000 is the number, and then it will go to the city of New York, and this investigation will be in New York City. It will be independent. Anyone in the world can serve on the commission. Hopefully, family members and others will work together to decide who becomes the commissioners. That's a very important part of the whole thing. But then it goes on the ballot initiative. That will be November 5th. If the people vote for a new investigation, then it's a done deal. And this is unheard of, the fact that we will have an investigation. We will have our own investigative team. These people will be paid. And with this, and there will be no time limit on the investigation. So why we're trying to get more, we're trying to take it up to 75,000 signatures, because I'm sure, and everyone else is sure, they're going to try to invalidate a lot of votes, a lot of the petition votes. So the higher you get on this, the more likely is that they're not going to be able to do that. So it's a matter of getting so much that they're not going to be able to invalidate like 30,000 votes. So, and what they're doing now, they're actually hiring petitioners, and the website that I wish people would go to, because this is totally independent. So we're going to, everything's based upon donations. And like right now, they're getting $1 every donation or every petition signing. But it's going to take a lot of money to run the investigation, and this is the key. And hopefully, I think what's going to happen is there's a lot of people around the world are looking at this, and I think if it happens, the money will flow in. But the website is NYC, New York City, CAN.org. And if you go on there, and I want to ask, and the whole thing is based upon donations. So it's the publicity of trying to get this out, because it is a big thing, because it's up there. And most people in New York City, I think, are really up for this, because it happened there. You know, they were violated. And I think anyone will take that steps and say, geez, we never had an investigation. And, that in itself is a no-brainer. Even Ben Venise, who was a commissioner, said, well, this is really not an investigation. It's merely an exposition. So this will be a monumental thing if we can pull this off. And we do have the vote, so and then it'll be up to the people of New York City to vote for it November 5th. And that's why it's so important to get these votes, because then the city commissioners are going to look at it. And Les had told me, probably, they're going to try to really invalidate a lot of votes. So the more petitions we get, the more signatures we get, it'll be impossible to invalidate all of those.
Well, a lot of people have been looking into this. They're just not available anymore. Suddenly, Jimmy Walters, a multimillionaire, spent millions of dollars of his own running ads in the New York Times and on television in New York. Yeah, I think he's put about $8 million out. He had threats against his life. He's living in hiding in Europe today. I mean, he was forced out of the country. Certainly, Michael Rupert, who wrote a book called Crossing the Rubicon, and of course, that went into all the military exercises that morning, including many of the military exercises that simulated the actual attack of using hijacked planes attacked on American buildings. And they attempted to kill him, poison him. He's living and hiding in Canada. People find it hard to believe this sort of thing is going on. And if it's going on, why doesn't Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or anybody in the media tell the American people? So, have you ever asked that question? Why doesn't the media try to get to the truth? 60 Minutes, 20, all
well,
these?
There's your answer. You just answered it. I mean, a lot of people are afraid for their lives. I mean, I've had threats. I'll tell you what, if this gets far and I'm involved in it, I expect a violent death. I really do. But I don't really care. You know, it's just that. So, if you're a news person, look at Gary Webb. I don't want to go into details about he was investigating the CIA bringing drugs in the United States. There's a guy that tried to do something. Dark Alliance, the book was called. It was during the Iran-Contra and all that.
Sure.
And, he lost his job. So people are, first of all, worried about their jobs. Secondly, if you work for the government, so anybody who was involved in this worked for the government. Well, if they're told not to speak. And if you speak, you will go to jail. And then there is always, and I'm sure anyone is worried about that, they might die. You go back to the Kennedy assassination. Look how many people strangely died during that time. You know, so it's the fear of death is there. And then, of course, if you have a family, the fear of losing your job and never getting a good job again. And what I said before, a lot of the news people will take that one step. I said, geez, I've talked to so many news people. You know, and they say, you know, geez, it sounds like you're right. But again, they don't want to take that leap. You know, it's just they can't believe the government would do this. And that's why it's so important to look at history. Look at the Iran-Contra. Look at the JFK assassination. These things always happen. And then it's a matter if you'd make the leap into the ocean and say, I know that they did this. Then you will do your work. Then you will do your homework. Then you will tell your neighbor, saying, geez, you know, there is something fishy about this, and I know what the answers are. Here it is. Look at the buildings. Look at this. Look at that. But people just don't want to take that step. And, of course, the biggest problem is the media. But they're scared. I really do think they're scared.
I think the importance, number one, is
to lose their job, which they don't want, and number two, you know, they fear for their life.
And they fear for their lives, and that anybody would like to hear my, we have actually two 4 tapes. That's one called Deadly Assassins. There's CDs, there's 4 CDs. That you'll hear interviews with a couple of assassins. One of them himself was killed later on. And then, of course, we have, of course, a Sydney interviews with Michael Rupert and with Jimmy Walters and a lot of the people who have had threats on their lives. I think, but we have to separate our government from the dark side. I mean, this is not my government. This is not the government we love. It's just simply that there is an invisible government, a very evil government, that does go around killing people, and whether it be Jack Kennedy or Bobby Kennedy or Martin Luther King, and incidentally we have 4 tape sets or CD sets or DVDs on all of those murders. There's no question that they were murdered and covered up, just like they're covering up what happened.
There's no question about it. So the New York Initiative, it's that big a deal because the citizens of New York City decided to have an investigation, and the government will be eliminated. And believe me, they will do everything in their power to stop it. But the fact is, if it goes to a vote and they vote for it, and then, of course, then we got to make sure we get the independent investigators. And that's why, you know, I always say make sure there's no politicians at all involved in this. And it should be a worldwide investigation. And then hopefully, you know, I'm going to be part of the investigative team. So that's a big deal, you know. There's no politics involved in it. You're a citizen, you're a family member. And believe me, I'm not in this to be patriotic. I'm in it to find out and to prove to people my son was murdered by 19 Arabs flying planes in the buildings. It was orchestrated a certain way. And, you know, that's my duty as a parent. I'm not in for anything other than that. And this is right now, you know, I do the research, I'm going to write a book, but, you know, who's going to read my book? Hopefully 1 million people, but, you know, are things going to change? Well, hopefully this might change people, might change this country, because these people have to be held accountable. Already, Obama's saying that, well, geez, you know, we don't want to, I forget the exact quote.
Well, we don't want to look backwards.
Apple card about this torture thing.
No, we don't want to look backward. We just want to look forward. We want to turn the page, and somebody said, look, before we turn the page, maybe we ought to read the page and see what's on it. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Bob and Sydney. He speaks with a great deal of intensity, and I know just how he feels. I feel the same way. We'll be back in just a moment here at the Genesis Network.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Bob McElvenny, and we're simply talking really about the death of his son, the fact that they've lied to us. And when I say they, I'm talking about our invisible government, not the government who is, you know, the visible government, but there is an invisible government there. And they have done many dastardly deeds, and they, and of course, their loyalty is not to America, but to this internationalist dream, and they'll kill anyone who stands in their way. And we've actually had a number of the people I interviewed through the years who ended up being killed. People I've known who were in the battle with me have been killed, and for some reason God's preserved me, and I'm still here, and we'll hope we'll be around for a while. Well, once again, how can people get in touch with the organizations that's trying to raise the funds to get the petition signed to get the independent investigation there in New York?
Right, well, to sign a petition, of course, you have to be a member of New York City, and to do the petitions, you have to be a citizen of New York City. But the website is New York City, NYC, and CAN, C-A-N, so NYCCAN.org. And so you can go onto that website to find out exactly what's happening, and of course you can make your donations through this website. Because everything is, we're not being funded by anyone. It's going to be pure donations and all the way through the very end. And that's what we have to work on. And then the more money they get, they actually hire professional petitioners also. They just don't pick someone off the street and just say, all right, go out and petition. you know, it's, I think a professional petitioner, I really don't know what a professional petitioner can do and can't do, but I think probably if you're professional, you get the signatures and hopefully get, a, you know, a $5 bill, buck, whatever. You know, you just, you know what to say to people. So it's everyone's excited about it because it's a direction that, you know, we're giving the people the power to do something. This is what it's all about. When you, we talk about shadow governments, we talk about torture, I mean, this is the power has to come back to the people. You know,
we talk about
democracy, but, you know, we're not even close to it. You know, we go way back to, you know, when public relations started. You know, this is to control democracy, the press has to manipulate us. And we have to realize we're always being manipulated. And so the lies of 9/11, that's why 9/11 is so important. So many people, especially the left gatekeepers, they don't want to talk about 9/11. They said, let's get to more important matters. But the thing is, if we can prove that this so-called shadow government, and, you know, I can sit here and just say, well, let's look at one person, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who supposedly is the mastermind, who's supposedly sitting in Guantanamo right now. Yet I don't have any proof that he's alive. You know, it had been reported that he'd been dead. Right? This man was tortured, waterboarded 183 times. I mean, this is torture. You know, you go through that drowning. All of the information about it, 9/11, comes from that man. And again, the anger I have. Just think of yourself, if a parent is listening to this, one of your children was murdered, and the only information they were able to get on the death of your child was because you tortured someone they pulled off the street. And that's exactly what has happened. 400 and some footnotes in the 9/11 Commission report. This is the shadow government, these people that run the commission. You have a guy like Lee Hamilton, who's constantly covering up October Surprise, the Iran-Contra. I met him in his office after the 9/11. And he said, well, for the good of the country, we can't release this information. That's all you hear from these people, for the good of the country. It's a Machiavellian philosophy. The ends justify the means. These people believe, well, as long as I'm protecting the country, anything can happen. And this is what has to stop. We have to make these people accountable. Put them in jail. I don't believe in executions, but, hey, if we have to hang them, hang them. I mean, that's how I feel about it, because you have to send a message, and that's the only way it's going to change. That's why 9/11 is so important. And that's why giving a new investigation in New York City, where it happened, these people were violated in New York City. They're ready to do it, and they're not going to be able to overcome this. So that's how important this is to me and to a lot of people.
And, of course, I'm sure President Obama will do everything he can to block it, but then so would McCain. I mean, they're all in the pocket of the same people. Same people ran both political candidates. Only they gave a lot more money to Obama. They put his picture on the front page of Time magazine either five or six times during the year 2008, and then on Newsweek magazine, and then on U.S. News and World Report. How many times did you see a picture of, say, Congressman Ron Paul, who I think has the support of really millions of Americans? How many times does his picture get on the front of Time magazine or Newsweek or U.S. News and World Report? You're never going to see it there. Why? Because they don't want to call attention to somebody who believes in America and wants to get the truth about what's going on. Well, Bob, I really appreciate everything you're doing, and don't get discouraged. Just hang in there. One day, in some way, we're going to be able to get the truth out to the American people. And I'm really more encouraged. I've been at this for 47 years.
Jeez, that'd be really good for you.
I've been at this trying to wake people up. This is why I gave up my medical practice and went into full-time talk radio. We do 5 hours of talk radio a day at RadioLiberty.com. If you got some friends back there in New York, why, try to get them to listen to our program at RadioLiberty.com. It's on the Internet, about 60 radio stations every week, or satellite or shortwave, but we got a voice, and there are lots of other people doing the same thing. God bless you. Thanks for being with us, and I will call you off the air. I'd like to get you on some of our other programs because you speak with such sincerity. I don't know how anybody could question what you're saying.
Hey, Stan, thank you for having me on. Okay, I appreciate it.
God bless, Bob. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
All right, fine. Well, I hope you enjoyed our interview with the father of one of the young men who perished that day. If you want to know what happened, of course, we have 5 DVDs we offer as a special, and we've got a whole flock of material. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, and I've given talks on what happened that day, and certainly we have a DVD put forward by a good friend, David Wagner, on what happened that day. Fascinating information from all different points of view. But all you have to do is just watch Building 7 come down. It was obviously a controlled demolition. And nobody wants to talk about Building 7. You read the 911 Commission report, they don't even address the coming down of Building number 7. Why not? Because it was a cover-up. Literally half the people on the commission and the man who ran the commission came from the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a front for Cecil Rhodes secret society. And, of course, Lee Hamilton had been a member of the Trilateral Commission. He is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. They're covering up the truth because they can't let the common people understand what's really going on. If you'd like to get our four tape sets, we have 2 4 tape sets on what happens on September 11th. The information is vitally important. We have 3 pamphlets, each with about 50 pages, called Foreknowledge 911, and then another little pamphlet, 911, What Really Happened. They're basically my newsletters as we go into the background of how the United States Central Intelligence Agency created Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and financed them, and the documentation where you can document, and I hope be as convinced as I am, that people within the shadow government were responsible for what happened, for the creation of the Taliban movement, for the creation of Al-Qaeda, and then they use that as a justification to attack Afghanistan because they wanted a justification. That's what it was all about. They never tried to get Osama bin Laden. Why did they get him? Because they've never tried to get him. Why did we invade Iraq? Because they wanted to invade Iraq with no justification at all. I mean, it was American government was keeping Saddam Hussein in power. How can I make that statement? We carry a book called See No Evil by Robert Baer, who was a CIA agent working in Iraq during the 1990s. And he will tell you that he never met an Iraqi who did not believe that the American government was keeping Saddam Hussein in power. He described 2 instances where the military wanted to overthrow Saddam during the 1990s, and we wouldn't let them. This whole thing is a terrible, terrible scam. And 3,000 American boys, people died, almost 3,000 died that day. So if you'd like to get the 4 tape sets we have, you'd like to get my pamphlets, Foreknowledge, 911, the 3 pamphlets there, and the 7-1, 911, what really happened, and then the DVDs, all sorts of DVDs. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get the 4 CD set on assassinations, deadly assassins, you'll hear the assassins talking. There's no question, if you want to get our 4 tape set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy, 4 tape set on the murder of Martin Luther King, if you want to get the book RFK Must Die, written by a British author, or the DVD, it's called Who Killed Bobby. We carry these things. You get the RFK special, for that matter. You want to get the information on the sinking of the USS Liberty and the interviews with the American servicemen who were told they would be killed if they ever told the truth. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to lay in the supply of long-term food storage, we work with Ready Reserve Food. You'll get wholesale prices to us and quick delivery on this. And then if you want to get your Berkey, give us a call. 1-800-544-8927.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GC.